I guess we are now live. So Joseph, thanks for being here. Thanks for your talk concerning the hyperdrive. We already had some, or we already have a lot of questions here, and I guess I would start with let's call it the most difficult one. So when you were developing hyperdrive for the colleague, what do you or what have you learned the most?
I have learned how much faster and more enjoyable the development of this project can be with talented people working by my side, like Jonas and Adam and Prot and Mauve. It's been really a pleasure to work with these folks.
So you have started at first on your own and then probably pushed it somewhere in open source, or how did it develop, your development experience?
A few years ago, we started looking into using peer-to-peer technology for sharing all kinds of information. And we came across Mauve Sineweaver, who was recommended to us by a mutual friend. And we started working with Mauve. And then about a year ago, we started looking into using Emacs, the peer-to-peer software, so that we could make use of all of the powerful things that Emacs already does with org mode and other packages. And then we started working with Adam and Prot and Jonas.
Nice. So we are skipping to the next question. So to read it out, I use multiple computers and my partner also would like access to my notes. So two questions at first. The first one, how well would this work with using this to edit my Zettelkasten hyperdrive using multiple computers?
Hyperdrive is single writer currently. So what that means is that if you have a hyperdrive that you've created, you're the only one who can make changes to it. And that's limited right now to editing one hyperdrive from one machine. In theory, you could use the same private key and write to it from multiple machines, but you would have to make sure that you synced on both machines and didn't make concurrent writes, because then you would fork the history of your hyperdrive, and that would be bad. But we've spent a lot of time making links to hyperdrives work well, relative links within hyperdrives to other files inside of your drive. So you should be able to, with some exceptions, just take your personal information management set of org files or whatever it is that you have and upload them into a hyperdrive if all of that is publicly available or would be good to share publicly. And you can make that available for other people to link to. So you can have multiple different hyperdrives that link to one another.
So it's like a huge network of hyperdrives connected to each other in some way.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat and kind of cool. There was a follow-up question, or the second part of the question. Yeah, okay, then using the same hyperdrive is probably then not possible, but the interlinking would be the best way to do it. There was a question concerning how they should install it. So what would be a good way of getting hyperdrives if you do not want to install NPM and have a binary? Could you compile it with Deno or Rust or Zig or Go? CLI alternative tool, I would prefer to download a single binary. Yeah, doesn't make
well,
sense, the last part. But
there's something that Jonas was playing around with, using Geeks to install Hyper Gateway. So the way that hyperdrive.el, the Emacs package, works right now is similar to the way that the transmission Emacs client for BitTorrent works, where you have a client in Emacs that connects to a daemon that is a separate process that's running on your machine, the transmission daemon. But in this case, we have Hyper Gateway, which is running as a daemon on your machine, and then hyperdrive.el connects to that daemon and sends requests, and all of the hyperdrive stuff under the hood happens with her gateway. But so that package can, or Hyper Gateway, the program, can be installed. The easiest way is to just download it from the GitHub releases. You could also use NPM to install it. And then the third option that we've been playing around with is Jonas was writing a little script to install it using Geeks, since Geeks now comes with Node 18. And so you should be able to install it using Geeks.
Right. Thank you. We have two people here joined with microphone. Do we have now any question to Joseph, or just here for chilling out? I guess that's a no. Plasma, yeah.
What about using having some of the information being private in the hyperdrives?
That's not what we have been focusing on at this point. At this point, what we've been working on is mainly using hyperdrives for a public forum type tool. But you could encrypt those files if you wanted to. You can also just, you know, a poor man's security would just be to share your hyperdrive link only with those people that you want to have access to your drive. But the way that it works right now is anyone who has the link to a hyperdrive can access its content, so long as there are peers available on the network who can serve it to you.
Any follow-up question from your side, Plasma?
I had one. I just have to remember it.
If you remember it, just feel free to interrupt me.
What about working? I looked at this before. What about, if I remember correctly, it doesn't do as well with large files. So if you're going to store 200 gigs of video files, stuff like IPFS works a lot better, or BitTorrent. Were you using the any way of using multiple protocols for stuff like that? Or what were you doing with, or were you just doing the small files with the same protocol? Or
I would love to see an IPFS client in Emacs as well that could interface with Kubo or some other IPFS daemon. And I think that those could work really well together. We mostly have been playing around with sharing relatively small files, up to hundreds of megabytes or maybe a gigabyte. We haven't played around yet with hyperdrive.el, the Emacs client, testing that with HyperGateway, but there may be other experiments that have been done that show that works well. The main thing is that IPFS uses content addressability to reduce duplication of the content. Whereas in Hyperdrive, if you upload the same file with the same contents twice, now you have double the content being stored in your hyperdrive. It's not deduplicated. You can always clear out part of the history of your hyperdrive, but IPFS has really good built-in deduplication, whereas Hyperdrive does not.
I have a question.
What about commenting on other, if you have a couple of different HyperCore blogs, what about commenting between them? You have some people who have a commenting form on Reddit for their blog posts.
So Mauve Sineweaver has been doing a lot of work recently with the distributed press API to integrate ActivityPub with these peer-to-peer technologies. And Mauve can give you more information about that. But there's another feature that we'd like to add to hyperdrive.el, which is peer discovery using the swarming feature that HyperCore HyperSwarm offers, where you'd be able to say that my peer-to-peer node is interested in Emacs and free software as topics. And those would be two different topics. I would advertise on the network that I'm interested in those topics. And I would be able to discover other peers on the network who have also advertised that they're interested in those same topics. And then they would tell me, hey, here's the public key of my hyperdrive. Come check it out. I have posted information about those topics. And so in that way, you'd be able to, in a distributed fashion, discover other peers on the network who are interested in topics that you're interested in.
Something that would be useful in addition to that idea is, like, if you had your Emacs Zettelkasten and publish, like, let's say you have some private data, you make sure that that's scrubbed out before it goes to your hypercore, and then you have another part of it that gets turned into a website for, that's also given to other hypercore clients, but you'd rather give the Emacs users the org documents. Then you also publish some of them on a website, so everybody, as much people can get it as possible. And then you, a way of figuring out who you'd want to do, or like if you're an Emacs user, maybe figure out that they're all related to each other, but you want to get the org mode documents because you're using Emacs. Yeah. An expansion of
Maybe a side note, we have 4 minutes here on before we switch into the next track, just to let you know.
Thank you. So the hyperdrive mirror feature that we added would allow you to selectively choose which files you want to share in a hyperdrive. So with Prot's denote file naming scheme or Carl Voigt's file tags naming scheme, you could just specify a regular expression and you could say, I want to share out of my directory of org files, I want to share only those files that have been tagged as public. And then or only those files that have been tagged as Emacs. And then only those ones would get uploaded into your hyperdrive.
Or exclude all in any of the ones that say private.
Yep.
Mike, I had a question.
I have a question for the hyperdrive. So I just, maybe I missed it and you haven't put a link.
Mikhail, we can't hear you.
Heard you for a second.
Can someone hear me?
Now we can.
Yes? Okay, I have no idea what happened to my microphone, but now it's back.
You can see the microphone on the top of the screen, so.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I have a question to hyperdrive. Is the hyperdrive a find on the hole punch point, point TO? Hole, or is it just another hyperdrive?
That's exactly the project that we're using. So the hole punch team has released hyperdrive and other hypercore libraries as free software libraries that you can use. And so Mauve Sineweaver, the project that Mauve is working on, Hyper Gateway, depends on those libraries. And it makes it easy for you to build other clients like hyperdrive.el, which connect to the hyperdrive network. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. And what did make you choose hyperdrive for this Emacs project?
Mainly the fact that the drives are mutable, which makes it distinct from IPFS or BitTorrent, where when you share some piece of content, you're stuck with that static piece of content, which works well for some cases. But if you say you have a Zettelkasten or you have a set of org files that you want to share with people, you want to be able to update those files and have other people pull those updates from you. And so hyperdrive allows you to have these mutable sets of files that you can share and use the same link for other peers to pull the latest changes from you. Also, it's versioned, as we showed in the video, which is really helpful for having community deliberations and community discussions where you want to be able to reference something that somebody said in the past and not have it get deleted or changed or something.
We are now switching the talk, so just for letting you know if you want to say something now, too late. The BBB room is still open, so you can still discuss. There's also a lot going on the pad. But you can also discuss here inside and answer the pet questions maybe later.
Yeah, there are good questions. Go ahead, please.
Are we continuing here on the pad?
I can hear you.
Yeah. So the question I had on the pad was, would it make sense in any sense to put a fuse interface or put the POSIX semantics in front of this at some point?
Yeah, that would be cool. It's kind of a similar question to any plans for a TRAMP interface. There was a project that the HyperCore hole punch team was working on a year or more ago that provided a fuse interface. And I think it didn't pan out, but it's a good idea. Same with a TRAMP interface. It seems like a good idea that would make it possible to more easily hook into the built-in Emacs functionality for example, like incremental file name completion, which we don't currently support in hyperdrive.el. So I'd love to have feedback and design ideas for those projects.
Yeah, there's just everything in Emacs just sort of assumes the file system is there and usable in that way. That's all.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
An idea for the privacy type thing is sync thing links, because I think you can set up sync thing in such a way that you have the private networks that other people can't actually get access to.
I did not know that was possible with sync thing. I'll have to look into that.
At least I think it is anyway, because there's ways you explicitly authorize devices.
Yeah, right.
So I think you could actually set it up in such a way that you can have private stuff and links, and then that might be a way that you can get a completely distributed Zettelkasten and with private notes.
Yeah. Good idea. There's a question in the pad about DAT-RS, a Rust version of Hyperdrive. I had not heard of that, so I'll have to look into that. If you had your druthers, what would make your work on hyperdrive.el easier? It's been a lot of fun. I would love to have more user feedback. That would be my wish. I tried putting a Git repo in Hyperdrive. Does it work well? I don't think that would work well because, as I mentioned a few moments ago, the data that you put into a Hyperdrive is duplicated. So if you had the whole work tree in Hyperdrive every time you made a change and saved it, it would be duplicated. If you had just a bare repository, I don't know, try it.
They're trying to solve the same problem, but one of the optimizations they have for being able to view a whole bunch of people's data is they made shallow clones a lot easier, right?
Would you phrase that again, please?
So like Git and HyperCore, one of the things they do is they allow you to have a whole history of every single change for a data set, Zettelkasten project. But one of the optimizations HyperCore did to make it more network web friendly is they made the shallow clones work a lot better they made that work a lot better, so you don't have to download every single thing for every single project. And because they both are implementing the Delta upgrades, I don't see how they could work really well together. At least from what it looked like to me.
Can't hurt to experiment. But yeah, I would agree with you. Is data transferred between nodes in the clear or encrypted? That's a good question. I don't know how it's encrypted. I wouldn't recommend sharing sensitive data with Hyperdrive right now. I would recommend, if you want to play with it, have it be something where you're expecting the data to be shared. Is there a searchable
The data in transport versus data at rest? I'm pretty sure the data at rest wouldn't be encrypted.
Right.
Right. So that you could separate that into those two questions.
Right. Is there a searchable catalog of hyperdrives? So that's a thing, an idea that we've been mulling over as a future project, which would be a distributed trust network for discovering peers that are trusted for a particular topic. And we actually made a demo video of a previous prototype that's available on the Ushin hyperdrive that you can watch that shows the basic idea. But the idea is just that you would have a list of peers that you think are worth listening to or worth reading for a particular topic. And those peers would have peers that they think are worth listening to for that same topic. And so you would say, if I'm interested in Emacs, I want to see all the peers that I trust for the topic Emacs. And if, say, Adam Porter shows up in my list, and Adam Porter trusts Jonas, and Jonas trusts Prot, I would be able to read hyperdrive information from all of those people by looking at the indirect relationships that I have by following the chain of relationships, kind of like a web of trust. And so it would also allow you to have a network of peers that you trust to block other people on your behalf. So it would be useful for subjective moderation, where you can remove spam and bad actors from the people that you follow without having to delegate that powerful responsibility to some third party in a permanent way, where that third party might abuse that power. So it allows you to share your list of trusted peers and your list of blocked peers with other people in a peer-to-peer way.
Have you ever looked at GNUnet? It kind of does some, it's trying to do something weird with the internet where it redesigns it from the ground up to be peer-to-peer or local first or something like that.
I would like to know more about GNUnet. Yes. I have heard of it, but I haven't really researched it. If you edit a file on the hyperdrive, then edit the same file on the local mirror, how is the conflict handled when you sync the mirror again? So I think if I understand the question, the answer is that you can't edit the file in two different places. I think is the answer to the question. If you were to manually copy the private key from one machine onto another machine, then you could cause a conflict, like a merge conflict, but you would have to go out of your way to do that, and it's not handled. I think the HyperCore hole punch team has another project that they're working on that would it's called Autobase, that would merge those conflicts, but we're not using that right now, and I think it's in early development still. So there might be a solution in the future.
What's a surprising change of thoughts, or what's the most interesting thing you weren't expecting to discover while developing this? Like change of thoughts on how you write, or I don't know.
Well, I'm relatively new to Emacs and to Lisp and really to programming in general. And so it's been a fantastic learning experience. Alpha Papa, Adam and I have been doing a lot of pair programming sessions where we work together and I get to learn from him. And we've had meetings with Jonas and Prat and meetings with Mauve where it's a fantastic learning experience for me to discover how to build software in an efficient and intelligent way. It's a huge pleasure. If there are no more questions, I just wanted to encourage everyone to try it out and to let us know what you think. It would be really helpful to have some feedback from people who are using it in new and creative ways that we haven't anticipated.
Hi, I'd just like to say that I tried this new thing called hyperdrive.el today, and I think it's pretty cool. Good job.
Who's that?
Sorry, that was somebody else. Hey, Joseph, how's it going?
Oh, hey.
Good talk today.
You. Oh, thanks. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you. And thank you for your questions, Plasma Strike.
Yep.
I know that I've met you before. Appreciate your questions, your thoughts.
Oh, by the way, Joseph, we have our first, I don't know if our first new user, but we have the first link being shared to a Hyperdrive file in the chat, and I loaded it and it works. And it's funny too, it's worth looking at. So, oh, I think it's frozen. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
I can.
Okay, cool. The browser's frozen. It's not okay, it just unfroze. Anyway. All right. Well, hey, by the way, I enjoyed your talks about hyperbole. I'm going to rewatch those later when I get a chance. So it's nice to meet you too. Bob is a really great guy to work with. I owe him one. So. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot of interesting people.
Yes, sir. All right. You have a good one. Enjoy the conference.
Will do. I like the insistence on local first. Feels like it's a good dovetail with the HyperCore.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting possibilities to build on this. We have some plans that we will get to later in the coming year, and we'll see where the Hyperdrive people, you know, upstream, how they develop it as well, and so exciting times.
All right, see you.
See you later.
You are currently the only person in this conference.